I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, June 29th. There are now 1,266 cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy. There have been 1,071 recoveries. The death toll stands at 130. 13 cases are now active and 52 have been referred for treatment. The Massachusetts total is now over 108,000 cases. The cause of Saturday's house fire in Quincy is under investigation. Flames caused extensive damage to the two-family home at 20 Janet Road in Wollaston. At about noon on Saturday, one man escaped safely. However, several pets perished in the blaze. A neighbor is credited with attempting to rescue the residents. Some 30 firefighters responded to that scene. Police continue to investigate Friday's fatal pedestrian accident in Quincy. 80-year-old Julie Fisher of Quincy was struck and killed as she crossed Southern Artery at South Street at about 1 p.m. She died at a local hospital. The 73-year-old Quincy man driving the car remained at the scene and is cooperating with the investigation. Police say Fisher was not in a crosswalk when she was hit. Interim Quincy School Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says the schools have retained the services of the nonprofit Visions Incorporated to train staff on issues related to racism and equality. Mulvey says he is aware of the social media platforms that have been created in response to the issues and says he is prepared to have difficult and uncomfortable conversations around topics of equality, cultural inclusion, and diversity. 36-year-old Trayon Mayers of Dorchester is charged with trying to break into two homes in Quincy and is a suspect in house breaks in Milton and Brookline. Police say Mayers tried to break into homes on Hamilton Avenue in North Quincy last Thursday. In one case, a man was home at the time and managed to hold the door closed while Mayers tried to get in. Mayers was arrested in Milton and faces multiple charges. A reminder that shuttle buses are replacing MBTA Red Line trains between Braintree and Quincy Center through July 1st for some major construction and renovation projects. The T says the commuters can take the commuter rail from Braintree right to South Station for $2.40, the same rate as a one-way subway ride. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, June 29th.